The nights are getting longer, the weather has turned cold, and the lights are going up at San Jacinto Plaza. Time for holiday movies at the Plaza Theater. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The Plaza Classic Film Festival brings back its holiday movie series to the historic Plaza Theater in downtown El Paso, this year with an expanded lineup spread over a month and a half. There's a movie for everyone in the family, just in time to get you in the spirit of the season. And joining me to discuss this year's titles is Doug Pullen, Program Director at the El Paso Community Foundation. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for coming in. Looks like I don't recall so many dates in the past. You've spread this over from beginning tomorrow, Sunday, November 18th, all the way into January 6th. Is this the longest spread you've ever had?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that's 5 weekends I'll be working.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. You are the program director of the El Paso Community Foundation. You program the Plaza Classic Film Festival, and I presume your hands are all over this list this year. And for the last several years, you all have been pairing this with Winterfest, the city's big festival.
Right, yeah. You know, when the films used to be shown at Christmas time, it was on the weekend of the lighting, tree lighting,
right,
and the parade. And then when San Jacinto went under construction, a little longer than most of us expected,
right,
the movies were put on hiatus and were brought back in 2016, which was the first year of Winterfest, so it became a collaboration.
Now there's an ice rink right next door being installed the Arts Festival Plaza.
Yep.
San Jacinto looks great. Those lights will be on soon.
Yeah, well, by the time you hear this, the rink will be open. It opens on the 17th
So lots for families to do downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll do kind of a soft opening, and then Sunday the 18th will be the big blowout. And they've moved this all up about a week from last year. So the timing of Elf, it's a 3 o'clock show. The
Which
idea
is tomorrow's film.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Sorry. I'm in the trees too much. But anyway, the idea there is that you come out around 4:40, 4:45. The tree lighting's at 5:30 and the parade's 30 minutes after. So it's all lit up when you walk out of the movie theater.
We should mention all of these films, the cost is
free.
Perfect. So no reason not to go downtown. Enjoy the lights, enjoy all the decorations, and enjoy a warm movie.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's the idea, is to get people down there. You know, from my vantage point, it's to show these movies and create these kind of warm feelings, because I am sort of a kumbaya kind of person. And also to show off that theater, Plaza Theater. When we did this last year, we had expanded it a little bit more, and I would ask the audience, by applause, how many have never been in here before? And it was always around a third.
Wow.
Which to me is, you know, it's impressive, but sad too, you know, that you've got 800 people there and 200 have never been there before.
But a great thing to be turning these people on this amazing venue for free. You have something old, something new. You begin tomorrow, as you mentioned, at 3 p.m. with Elf, one of the more popular contemporary films that feels classic. It's got a real heart to it.
Yeah, I think so. And, as you say, a classic in the making kind of thing. It's 15th anniversary, which I find a little hard to believe. You know, I love that movie personally. That's why it's in there. We brought it in last year. We had a great turnout for that and decided to bring it back and try to show it before everybody else does.
It's charming. Of course, starring Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
as an oversized elf.
Yeah.
Walk us through the whole lineup, though. You've got a nice mix of newer classics and actual classics.
Yeah, actual classics. Well, the next Sunday, November 25th, we're showing two things.
Right after Thanksgiving.
And we're going to open with How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the 1966 TV version. Personal favorite.
Sure.
I think for most people who my age grew up with that, you know, we're very
every
attached.
Every year. I think, was that CBS maybe that
I think
was
it
on?
Started on CBS. Yeah. I can't remember now.
Amazing Chuck Jones animation, and of course, Boris Karloff.
Yeah. So that's going to be at 3 on the 25th, and then we're going to follow it immediately after with the Polar Express, Robert Zemeckis's
Tom Hanks.
Motion capture. Yeah, Tom Hanks with, 6 voices in that movie?
Right.
We showed that last year, and that was something that the El Paso Live people had suggested. I think one of the people that I was working with is a fan of that movie, and that was our best attended movie last year.
Interesting.
Yeah. I thought it would draw well. I didn't think it would draw that well. It was double what I expected. It was double Frozen.
It was more than the classic films, the standbys, which
you've
got a great lineup coming
beginning. Barely beat out It's a Wonderful Life, which is on the slate there. On December 9th, there's a skip. We don't have anything on December 2nd because there's a schedule conflict. There's an event. On the 9th, we're going to show Miracle on 34th Street, the original, which I rewatched, you know, in the run-up to doing this, and just kind of fell in love with it all over again.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies that I'd kind of, I think, gotten away from over the years. But
you and me both. But the last time I saw it on TV, I thought, this is a lot better than
really
I remember.
I know. Yeah, it really is. The writing is great. The performance is obviously, Edmund Gwenn is very believable.
Yes.
as a man who is Kris Kringle. You know, you're kind of looking at different ideas, and we have more offerings this time. And I rewatched it, and I thought, that's got to be in there. So that's on December the 9th, and that's at 3:30. And the reason it's at 3:30 versus 3 is we originally had hoped to show a short in front of that, which we couldn't get permission to show. So I said, what the hell, we'll just keep it at 3:30.
Okay.
For convenience sake. And then December 16th, which will be the last Sunday we show these movies prior to Christmas, we've kind of got a double whammy of A Christmas Story, which is at 1 o'clock. Also a favorite of mine, and It's a Wonderful Life at 3:30, which is probably my all-time favorite Christmas movie. I think it is for a lot of people. Also,
it's one of those films that any, you know, I think you and I are similar ages. This was a perennial on broadcast television every single year. And I remember coming across it when I was a kid one time and thinking, you know, wow, there's a classic film on broadcast primetime television. What's going on?
What's the deal?
You never saw films like that, but this was a film that was actually not successful when it first came out back in 1946. Of course, Jimmy Stewart is the star, but somewhere along the line, television latched on and it became a tradition.
I think, wasn't it when the rights had kind of lapsed?
Yes.
It was just
it went
ubiquitous.
Into public domain.
Yeah. So. I remember seeing, you know, back in the VHS days, countless versions of it. Yeah, it's not your typical Christmas movie in the sense that it gets pretty dark. I mean, the guy tries to kill himself. Or
yeah, as with a lot of Frank Capra films, this is a great Frank Capra film, but a lot of his films, particularly the ones with Jimmy Stewart, has his character going through some tough times and often contemplating suicide, and that's where things change. And only a tiny fraction of this film takes place at Christmas time. It's really fascinating that this has become such a Christmas movie.
Yeah, and I believe it was released around Christmas originally, but it didn't, like you say, it didn't really do all that well initially.
Only the last 10, 15 minutes are at Christmas time. There's no reason not to watch this film year-round, but it has become synonymous with the holidays.
And you know what's fun about showing that? Not only is it one of the best attended, but the responses you get from people when it's over, particularly younger people who come out and say, I had no idea that movie was that powerful, or it was that, you know, they get swept up. And part of it's, I think, the immersive nature of watching a film on that screen in the Plaza Theater. But it's also a chance to watch it without all the interruptions of watching it at home or pausing it or checking your phone and all that other stuff.
It is about community and family and, you know, a lot of themes that resonate with us as families gather at the holidays and have nostalgia for the past.
Oh,
it's
full
of nostalgia.
Yeah, big part of it.
Yeah.
Big part of this whole thing.
This year, you're also taking the traditional holiday season into the new year.
Yeah, and that we did that last year, and that was something that our partners, El Paso Live, had requested because they wanted to do something at the end of Winterfest. So January 6th, the final Sunday of the movies, is also the last day of Winterfest. And that's why you don't see Christmas movies in there. We're showing Frozen at 1 o'clock and Ice Age at 3:30.
Two icebound films.
Yeah. We figured if it had a wintry feel, it would seem appropriate somehow. And
Great for the kids.
Yeah, we showed Frozen last year. We had not as many people as I thought we would have, but I think the ubiquity of that movie had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a standalone, so this year we decided to add Ice Age into it.
There's a lot of kids still walking around singing that song from Frozen.
Let it go. Please, let it go.
Well, holidays, you know, it looks like you're running the gamut from Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, many others, right into the new year. A lot of traditions wrapped up in this time of year for most people, and movies are often a part of that when people gather in families. Do you have any traditions in your household watching films not on this list?
Well, yeah. My wife and I, Elf was part of that. We always watch it on Thanksgiving night. And
interesting.
That's kind of how this came in. I didn't see that movie when it came out. I saw it later and fell in love with it, especially Will Ferrell's performance. But another one that's not on here, which if I could ever figure out a way to work it in, I would, is Fred Claus. And that's another movie I never would have thought I would like, but and didn't see it when it came out. But again, my wife had a soft spot for it. We watched it one time, and I giggled through the whole thing. But I really liked that movie, and I never, ever would have expected it. But it is funny.
For me, the last few years, I've got a new tradition, which is around Christmas, I have to watch My Man Godfrey for some reason. It's a film I've always loved for the last 30 years. This is a film from the 30s, 1936, with the great Carol Lombard and William Powell, one of the great screwball comedies. And it's not even set at Christmas time. It begins New Year's Eve on this crazy scavenger hunt where one of the items on their scavenger hunt list is a forgotten man, basically a homeless man. And Carol Lombard goes to the dump and convinces William Powell to come with her back so she can win the scavenger hunt. And it's cruel. It's set during the Depression. But then this amazing thing happens where William Powell is hired to be their butler in her family. And the craziness of this well-to-do family, he somehow manages to help them. And a lot of stereotypes are broken down along the way, and she falls in love with him, and you know, a lot of barriers are crossed. And it's a fascinating film from the Depression era, funny film.
Yeah. How did your tradition start? Did you just kind of pull it off the shelf one day, or?
Yeah, I think it was about five or six years ago, I was looking for a comedy. And for me, if you've been in my household, you know all the greatest comedies were made in the 30s.
Yeah.
And I've always enjoyed this film. And I love Carol Lombard, so I thought to watch that. And it just resonated with me. It's got a great message for the season. Again, it's kind of the end of the year. We're back with families, and it just felt right. And so I think people can have traditions, movie traditions, that aren't necessarily about a holiday.
Right, yeah.
But just resonate with them about family and
community.
In the
holiday. Yeah.
In the holidays. Yeah. It's a great reminder for that.
No, so. That's a great idea. It's not like Die Hard.
Right, which is a tradition for many people.
Yes,
Die Hard and Home Alone. But
yeah, we get that request every year.
Thank you for putting this together and opening up the plaza for free. I wish you all the best with this year's holiday movies.
Thank you. I have to tell you real quick, last year we had a family come in. They had bags, so they'd obviously been shopping down El Paso Street. They had a little boy, and they walked in, and the little boy jumped like Charlie Brown when he sees the decorated Christmas tree in the Charlie Brown special. He jumped like that, and he went, "Wow, this is a palace." And then after the movie, they came up to me and thanked me, and I was like, "Don't thank me, thank the city of El Paso."
Yeah.
But, you know, it was great to see that kind of reaction, and that was the most memorable one, but there were a number like that last
year.
Well,
I hope you get more this year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. I've been discussing the lineup for this year's holiday movies at the Plaza Theater with Doug Pullen, program director of the El Paso Community Foundation. The annual winter series runs November 18th through January 6th in conjunction with the city's Winterfest events, beginning with tomorrow's screening of the 2003 film Elf at 3 p.m. in the Plaza Theater. Admission is free, and get there early to enjoy a special organ pre-show concert. For a listing of all upcoming movies and their dates and times, log on to plazaclassic.com. On Film's engineer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.